I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Can I get an approval of the agenda as presented with the addition of St. Francis Animal Shelter contract for services?
So moved.
Second.
Another motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes of the June 20th, 2023 regular meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No unfinished business. New business. FY24 final budget clarification. So, just to clarify any misunderstandings of the final budget appropriations for fiscal year 24, the motion to reallocate the funding from Johnson County Tourism Association for the management of the Satellite Information Center to the Chamber of Commerce added $5,127.50 to the final budget, bringing the total appropriations to $18,498,723. So, just wanted to clarify that. Brady Sopranic, Big Horn Mountain Radio Network, Dance in the Park, August 4th, request for use of Brzezinski Park and request for designated open container area.
Yes, sir. I think the one thing...
Are you comfortable speaking into a mic?
Yes. I think the one thing that's not on here is I might need a request for a noise ordinance for the band.
Yeah.
I may have forgot to put that on there.
And open container?
Open container inside the fenced-in area of Brzezinski. And it'll go about 6 to 11.
So he'll need to fill out an open container request?
Yeah, so Invasion Bar that does the that comes up and does it, they pretty much take care of doing what they need for as far as being able to serve it.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about your continuous learning?
Yeah, so we'll have a band. The band will play about 8 to 11. We'll open the gates at 6 because we have kids' activities, bounce houses, that sort of thing. And then there'll be food and drink and a handful of vendors. And that's about it. But we'll need the park most of the day because people will come in with things at different times, like the stage. That trailer will come in probably 11, 11:30 in the morning. And that sort of thing.
And there's no baseball schedule for that day?
Correct.
What about the squishiness of the ground and pulling trailers on there?
I don't know. Is it too soft for that?
It's real soft.
Yeah.
Hopefully it will be dry by then.
Okay. That's something we'll keep an eye on. I mean, we won't go in there if we're going to trash it, you know.
Do you have a backup plan, I guess, is what I'm asking?
The backup plan would be maybe that we don't have it, because I hadn't thought of that, to be honest with you.
So
I don't know where else we could put an event that size. It might be we do it or we don't at the park.
Yeah, you could possibly put the trailer right against the fence and the people in the grass and the vendors on the north side and the parking lot if we had to, but that's just... Play it by ear.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it. Hopefully, we'll be complaining with the heat by then.
Yeah,
it'll be too hot. No moisture.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve Big Horn Mountain Radio? Well, Chief, do you have cares or concerns?
No. Public Works. Last year was fine. What was the weather? I think it rained a lot.
Yeah, we got rained out last year.
I make a motion to approve the Big Horn Mountain Radio's network's use of Brzezinski Park on August 4th with a variance of the noise ordinance until 11 p.m. for the band and with a designated open container area from 6 to 11 p.m. And I believe that's all.
Pending the condition of the field.
Certainly.
Don't want to go down there.
heavy equipment to set it up on the perimeter outside.
Yeah, we could do that if it keeps raining for the next month.
Mm-hmm. I have a motion. Do I have a second? Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Now we'll rise up. We'll see you.
Thank you, guys.
Chamber of Commerce, Fair and Rodeo Parade Street Closure Request for August 5th. I don't see anybody here from the Chamber of Commerce, but it looks like they do have paperwork.
Same as last year and the year before, I'm sure.
If they're going to allow drinking, I think they need to have an open container on there as well.
I agree.
Well, during the parade?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
9 o'clock in the morning.
They did not see the council close a few years ago. But anyway, so I think right now all we can approve is the Fair and Rodeo Parade street closure. Strongly suggest that they probably look at getting an open container permit. Don't you agree, Chief?
Yes, sir.
Just grant the open container?
Just grant it. Many issues with this, just granting?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Chamber of Commerce Fair and Rodeo Parade street closure request for August 5th. Looks like the times are from 9 to 11:30, and I would probably suggest the open container for the same times. I have a motion to approve street closure for the parade and the open container from 9 a.m. to
11:30.
Yeah. I need a motion.
Oh, I'll motion.
Okay.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yeah, at least we have fun up here. Brent Moore, Interstate Engineering Capital Improvement Plan.
Good evening.
We get television.
Yeah, hopefully the television is going to work with technology. It's going to participate in the evening. As this is coming up, I guess I'll just give a general summary. We're at the point of having a complete capital improvements plan. We've worked over the last 8 months approximately with city staff, the planning board, and your consulting engineer, Nelson Engineering, to develop a list of projects over a five-year period for you to complete. And this is a GIS dashboard that summarizes the projects. I believe that Julie maybe has hopefully sent this to you. There were a few edits from the original that was sent out a couple of weeks ago that Julie had, and those have been made in terms of a couple of projects. There may be a few additional ones to work with staff on before this is final. We can publish this to your website so the public would have an opportunity to review these projects too when she was a council that adopted the plan. I'll just go over very briefly the projects over the five-year period. So in total, there's 23 projects, around $20.2 million total cost, $11.5 million of those being total city funds, and $8.7 million of grant funds. I'll start in 2023. Hopefully. So 2023, if you look over here on the left, if you also spend some time with this, it's relatively user-friendly. You have three projects. This summer is my understanding of the Harry and Delaware Drive resurfacing, the purchase of a sanitation truck, and the purchase of a new street sweeper, which are part of your budget for the upcoming year, is my understanding. Any questions on those projects? If you look at the Harry and Delaware one, you can go in and see where that project is within your community. There's some issues with those roads and just some maintenance issues that need to be addressed with those specific roads. looking out at 2024, that's going to be a pretty big construction year in your community next summer. As I think you probably know, one of the main projects that you'll be seeing happening is the Main Street Water Project, and that's coincident with the Department of Transportation's project through your downtown, and so that's a pretty important project. There's also plans for the North Main Storm Sewer Project. Sunset Avenue Resurfacing and Water Sewer Project. And water main replacements, so that's community-wide. And a police vehicle. In general, this project was really focused on water, sewer, streets, but as we went through it, we learned that you do have a cycle of replacing some of your vehicles, like your police vehicles, your fire and trucks. And so we tried to incorporate those in the cycle as much as we can, but we know that from year to year, depending on your budget, some of those items might change. So any questions about that 2024 project? As a part of the 2024, you'll notice there's a substantial amount of grants, $5.1 million in total grants in that year. The city has been very successful, your staff, in obtaining ARPA grants, American Recovery Plan Act grants, over the last couple of years, and all of that money needs to be spent in the next couple of years, and so your city staff has done a really good job of coordinating, matching those dollars to projects that you have that are needed to be done, like the Main Street Water, and you're going to talk about the Sunset Avenue Water and Sewer Lines today, I see on your agenda as well. So any questions about the 2024 projects as they're shown here? 2025, here we kind of looked at the project and whether or not they were replacing existing utilities or infrastructure or planning for future growth. This is one of the projects in your community that you have a pipe that goes to your sewer ponds that's generally undersized. And so this project will actually create some opportunities for growth in areas of your community, both within the city and on the edge of your city. So this is one of those rare projects on the list that isn't just focused on infill development, but also on providing capacity to grow at the edge of your community, and it's a pretty substantial project. Microfiltration, this is at your water plant, just some. You have to replace your filters, and again, my understanding is I think you obtained a grant for that one too. And again, police vehicle. Moving on to 2026. Here's where you're planning as a community to do some projects in your existing neighborhoods, but it's important to replace and maintain some of those infrastructure items. But some of those lines through your existing neighborhoods also connect to areas on the edge of your community too, and provide some additional opportunity for growth as well in your community. And you see a sand truck and a fire truck in 2026. And then looking towards 2027, a couple of public works projects, as well as with the potential for Love's locating in that location. There's a need to loop water lines out in this area, and so that project was recommended for that. Also, you'll notice your public works staff and your city engineer over time have been working to replace some of your cast iron pipe, but you still have some remaining cast iron pipe in your community. And so those are kind of something that's important to just work at little by little, but we just programmed those for 2027 towards the end of this five-year cycle in the event that you want to do that all in one project, looking out towards 2027. So again, that summarizes all of the projects over time. You'll see on this dashboard, the summary information that you can kind of look at is city funding sources. So the city obviously has a variety of funding sources available to you. And then there are also a variety of grant sources. Predominantly, the city has used ARPA grants recently, but historically, SRF loans, which are state revolving fund loans, which are very typical to every state that we work in, and your staff has been good at looking at those. I'll just show this is a spreadsheet, basically, that the dashboard is a summary information of all the data that's in the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet also, we've provided it to city staff, and they'll be able to use it moving forward if they want. It kind of has some pull-down features that'll help them to continue to plan and add additional years each year during the budgeting cycle. So that hopefully will be a tool, and again, that includes project name, years of construction, cost estimate, city funding sources, grant funding sources, and whether the project is really targeted at infill or supporting your existing community, or whether it supports potential development at the edge of your community. You'll also notice there's a bunch of different funding sources. I know this is all little writing up on the screen, but there's a bunch of different funding sources that the city uses, and there's also some additional ones added in there that the city might use in the future, in addition to the grant funding sources. So I'll give a couple of just key findings for going through this project that I think are important to highlight. You know, one of the things we know is obviously the cap tax was not renewed, and we certainly believe that you should really refocus your efforts on the cap tax, particularly focusing on capital items, streets, water, sewer, and keep it very focused to those, because as a community, you have a strong need to continue to use those funds to leverage your resources to obtain grants from particularly the state and federal government. And so refocusing your efforts there in the next year so that you can plan to be using that in future years is going to be important. I think you want to continue to be prepared for unanticipated funding sources like ARPA. None of us really knew that ARPA was coming with all of the funding that it had, but your staff was very good to have quote-unquote shovel-ready projects available to apply for. But you want to make sure that your staff kind of continues to plan for those unanticipated funding sources that might come through various other governments. Your staff does a good job of applying for SRF loans for water projects and sewer projects, and just want to urge them to continue to do that for almost every project. It's basically low-interest loans, 2.5% generally right now, but you can ask for lower-percentage loans. And you also have the opportunity to potentially receive loan forgiveness when you apply for SRF loans. What that means is ultimately it is a grant. You don't know that you're going to get loan forgiveness until after you apply. And they provide that forgiveness depending on a variety of criteria as you go through that process. I think you'll want to consider alternative local funding sources like impact fees, special improvement districts, and developer active actions during the development review process specific to projects. And then you'll want to continue to update your user rates when appropriate, and I know you've looked at doing that and have done a good job over the years with that. Continue to maintain a healthy reserve for the water and sewer fund, and I know you've done that as well, so applaud your staff and you as a community for doing that. And then coordinate capital facilities planning with land use planning because the investment decisions that you make in these projects does have an impact on where and how your community can grow. So those will kind of be summarized in a final document that you can post online with the dashboard, and I'd be happy to answer any other additional questions you might have.
I don't have any questions at this time. Thank you.
Thanks.
When is this minister?
Next on the agenda is local government ARPA grant award, Sunset Avenue Water and Sewer Lines. The paperwork finally came back from the Attorney General. That is the amount of $2,427,250. Can I get a motion to accept the grant award?
So moved.
Second? A motion and a second. That'd be fast. motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Next on the agenda is the Model A and Pioneer Car Club street closure request, south of Smith and Klondike to Buffalo Children's Center, July 8th through 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Making a motion to accept the Model A Pioneer Car Club street closure from south of Smith and Klondike to the Buffalo Children's Center.
So moved.
Okay.
This is so that they are not, they were going to be in the park, but we have very soft parks right now, so they're going to stay on the street.
So I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Here's where I'm going to insert the contract for service from the St. Francis Animal Shelter. Can I get a motion to approve the contract?
Mayor, with just receiving this today due to a faulty email address, I have several questions and was wondering if we could get together to just nail out some of the specifics. I would like to move to continue this.
I have a motion to continue.
I would second it.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Go. The time is 5:21. Can I get a motion to move into executive session for pending litigation and personnel reasons?
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And I would like Mr. Kerwin to come with us.
I'm going to go to the next one. Yeah. So we were just to
Reports, Mr. Kirby.
No reports.
No questions. Mr. Easy.
I've got another new mayor council. We're really good.
Thank you. Chief Bissette. No, do you come to the podium?
Yeah, well, this is the beginning of the month, so you know how it goes. Book says we had a busy month of June. We had just shy of 3,500 calls into 911 and dispatch. Out of those, 861 of those calls were calls for service for our officers here in the city of Buffalo. We ended up with 7 total arrests for the month, 1 bond violation, 2 public intox, 1 warrant arrest, driving while suspended, 1 property destruction, which also included a cruelty to animals, and narcotics. We had a DUI arrest, which also involved a fleeing and eluding. So that's the total arrest we had for that month. The call for the animal cruelty was actually a welfare check. Our officers saw that there was a dog in distress inside of the house. It was deplorable conditions. They actually had to put on full PPE gear, so full boots, gloves, you know, everything, just to go inside and deal with the pet house, which was just deplorable. So we were able to get the dog out of the house, and the subject, the owner, was ultimately arrested. So, and then, of course, last week, for the folks that may have heard, we did have an incident where we had a call for a vicious dog. Our officer responded, called for backup with a catch pole. Our RP was kind of pinned. The officer got there, got out, the dogs came at him. He was able to get back in the car, wait for his backup, but the dogs turned to go back after the original complainant. He saw that, he got out. At that point, the dogs came at him. One dog in particular was attacking him. He went to a less lethal option, which was an aspaton, to try to ward the dog off. That did not work, at which point he was forced to draw his weapon. He did discharge one round into the dog. which was a non-fatal shot. The dog was recovered about 5 hours later after an extensive search. So, tough call for everybody. We did locate the one round that was fired. It was in the concrete right at the officer's foot. So, very close, within probably less than a foot, the round was fired. So, officer's okay. The original RP was okay. It was a tough call for the officer, obviously the dog owner. Not an easy call for everybody involved. There was a couple things going around town that we were out running around, just firing rounds into the air. Couldn't be further from the truth. Officer Valentine did a great job that day. So, just to let everybody know to clarify. I'd love to answer any questions you guys might have. No? Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Public Works.
Mr. Silver. I've got nothing new. Brent, did you have anything?
Brent Benton, Nelson Engineering. I can just give you a quick update. We should have the alley behind the post office open tomorrow. We just broke through the last 7 day breaks. Actually, just did them a couple hours ago, and they were at a six acceptable strength. So we'll get that open, and they will then fall in and start on the alley behind the sports tour between Angus and the creek. I hope tomorrow, but they haven't got there. We got the saw cutting done. They haven't got their equipment mobilized in yet, so that will be next. They're learning real quickly how to pour concrete in a monsoon, so it's been a challenge. They're getting through it. It took a little longer, but better to have a good product than us. So,
Brent, I did have a question. I'm a business owner. It would be this section behind right here, I guess, and that's obviously been delayed. Do you have an idea of when they will get to over there?
I will request an updated schedule, being that they are pushed back a little bit, so I'll have them update their schedule, and then I'll get that circulated so that we can get that out to the public and get it to Julie too, so that we can get that out as many avenues as possible to let everybody know what the current schedule is.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yep. And they have been doing a good job working with the businesses back there, the people that do want to do additional work. They're working with that contractor. So if you see, if like the areas that are bigger, a lot of that is private folks coming in that want to partake in them being there. So that's good to see.
Any other questions?
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor.
Are there any oral or written comments?
Mayor, can I share it? Yes.
Okay.
All right. Mayor, Council, my name is Ray Breton, property owner of 58 Northside Creek. I want to discuss the recent parking changes along Northside Creek. 6 parking spaces were recently lost from the downtown area. This area has been used for parking for over 20 years. Without any issues. Only one property owner was notified of the proposed changes, and it was by email by the building inspector for the public works foreman. No other property owners on that street were notified. Notification came from that property owner who had been contacted by the city, and calls into City Hall did not yield any answers to why this was being implemented so quickly. The reason for the parking restrictions was stated that emergency vehicles and trash trucks may have difficulty getting through the area. Over the last 10 years that we've been on this property, we've had tractor trailers coming through this area without any problems, making deliveries for us and some of the other businesses. We also have had individuals coming through there with horse trailers of various lengths without any problems negotiating through this area. We wanted to know whether or not the fire departments had ever attempted to drive any of their vehicles through the area. Don't know about that. My understanding that the fire chief was not made aware of this action by the Public Works Department. Trash trucks actually enter this area from Lobbin Street rather than Main Street, so I don't understand why trash trucks have a problem getting through it. The email was sent on June 19th, and the changes were actually made or beginning on June 21st. Don't know how long this has been planned, because it didn't happen overnight. So that's why we wanted to know why others weren't informed. We want to know who initiated this request, because again, over the many years, there hasn't been an issue with the individuals parking there. Right now, or before this, there were three tenants in the, I guess, Margot Brown's building that were using for parking. There's another temporary residence on that street that people use for parking. And weekends and evenings, other downtown patrons use that area for parking. What that has done is caused this parking to end up in front of our property, which again eliminates or reduces the amount of parking that we have for our customers. The city did some tree trimming, and which was great, because now, looking with the tree trimming, we'd like to ask that the parking be reinstated. Since the tree trimming has actually widened the area up, that cars can park along the curb rather than have to duck in out of the branches. Like I said before today, tractor trailers, individuals with trailers have negotiated through this area without an issue. And again, we would like to see this reason why this has been implemented, because it doesn't seem to be a right thing to do, especially this time of year in downtown Buffalo. Any comments, questions?
Yeah, Mr. Breton, I've got a question. I've used that alley for a number of years now, and I went through it again after I saw this was going to be on the agenda today. Just drove through there, and I noticed that you've got, or not you, but I mean somebody has posted a do not enter sign on the lobby side of getting in there. Now, has that always been there? Or I just missed it and ignored it? Or
that was a request that we made back in 2021, I believe, to make the whole street one way, because there was two-way traffic to the alley and one way coming the other way, and there was always confusion, people going all the way through to Main Street. And we hadn't had a collision that we know of. However, it gets confusing, because two-way street, and that big sign that was is on the back of the stop sign, it used to be on the utility pole. The power company's taken it off a number of times.
Oh, I see.
So I believe Public Works took that sign and put it on Lawton Street, attached it to the same post that the stop sign is, to kind of warn people that it's a one-way street. Unfortunately, it sits behind a clump of trees and branches, and it doesn't do its job as people keep coming through that area. The better place to have put that would have been on the other corner, which is wide open. The other thing that should have been done in my suggested plan was to put directional arrows saying one way at that intersection, so that drivers would see that it is a one-way street. But right now, on a daily basis, there are several, sometimes many, vehicles, a lot of them out of state, some local, that come through there and go from Lobin all the way to Main Street.
Well, I can see why you would put one right at the junction of the alley, especially now when we're getting that brand new cement or concrete alley there. But a more logical way to go in there would be to go in through, if you're driving a garbage truck, to enter Lobb and then go out right and then out that way.
And that's what they do. That's what they do during the week, is they come in from Lobb and go to the alley and go up the alley to make their pickups.
But wouldn't that work for other people too? I don't know. I don't like to see the removal of parking either. Yeah, but yet, if there's really an issue with people that have to go through there, like regular garbage trucks or delivery trucks. And there isn't room for them because if somebody's being sloppy when they park, you know, that part, maybe there's some logic to that. But down below the alley and on to Lavin, I don't see any point in having access limited. But there's, I don't know, that's all I...
Well, again, with the tree trimming, it has opened up and widened that street. So people could actually park on the curb and probably gain 2 feet. I haven't measured it, but I think if you put a few vehicles out there and just look at it and take some measurements, you could find that you'd get any kind of traffic you wanted through there.
Okay. Mr. Brennan, I drove by there as well, and one of the things that we did discuss is the integrity of that wall, and maybe... We have a lot of smart engineers in here. I don't know if that was ever on the list of things. I mean, it's certainly a concern for me, having seen some people park that closely to the creek. Like I said, probably hasn't been anything happening, but you can certainly see that wall sloughing off and falling off, and it's something that probably needs to be repaired. But I don't know. There's just a small curb there that basically stops the vehicle from going into the creek. It's a narrow alleyway there, and if our fire chief says that they need to have access for emergency vehicles in there, we have to listen to him.
Sure, he hasn't said that.
He was okay. At our initial meeting, he did say that.
He was.
Okay, well, that's what I was told, so here we go. We got two separate stories, okay? The thing about that, yeah, wall sloughing in is, yeah, you're right, it could be, but we haven't come up with a plan saying it is insufficient.
Mm-hmm.
If it's insufficient, it ought to be on your budget for your capital projects improvement. That whole road should be in it. But anyhow, that's besides the point. But I really think we've never had a problem parking in there in the 10 years that we've been there. And I don't have the historical records that we've ever had anybody drive into the creek. But, you know, Scott might know because he's been around longer than anybody around here. But again, you know, we can, now that we opened up the area, if we can get a better visual of what's going on, you know, the curb is there. I mean, it's always been there. Mm-hmm. And it's not much better further up the road. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's not sloughed in as much.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And historically speaking, it used to be a fire lane.
Yeah, it should be. That's what I'm told.
Yeah.
But like I said, over the past 20 plus years,
it just didn't get painted.
Well, you know, omission. All right. And it hasn't been an issue for the emergency vehicles at this point.
Well, we haven't had a fire.
Okay, so if we don't.
Yeah.
But again, having been on an on-call fire department for years ago. We used to take vehicles and run them through the communities to ensure that if we had an area that we couldn't get into, how would we go about it? Are we doing that here? I don't know. But I think you'll find that if you were to park vehicles in there and try a fire truck through there, you'd probably be just fine. But that's just not up to me to do. All right. Any other questions? Thank you for your time.
Mayor and Council, Justin Osborne, property owner at 48 Northside Creek, so next to Mr. Breton. And I just wanted to validate some of the things he mentioned. One thing I'd also like to say is the loss of parking for Margo's tenants is going to be a real issue. I talked to one of them today. They have to park now, probably over in the city lot. And this time of year, maybe not as big a deal, except with all the rain that we've been having, can be a real problem. And of course, in the winter, snow and everything. So I feel badly for them. What I would suggest is you take a hard look at the west end of the street is a lot narrower. As it moves toward the alley, it does widen.
Yeah.
So I'd ask that you maybe consider a concession where maybe those first few, if the fire chief has an issue with the turn radius, okay, I think that'd be a concession that could be made, but maybe reinstate half of them. for the tenants, business owners in the area. I'm a flatlander from Nebraska. I'm mainly here in the summer and a little bit in the winter when we can get away. So it's really not an inconvenience for me. I'm able-bodied. My family and I can walk. But I do feel badly for the business owners, and there's a lot of them down there that their employees, their customers park there and utilize that street quite heavily. I would also agree that the traffic coming through there, usually it's out of town. There's probably a few Nebraskans that I see that come down that street from the alley to Main the wrong way. And it does become a safety issue, and I don't have a good way to curb that. The do not enter sign, if people pay attention to it, helps. Trash trucks, as you say, and delivery vehicles come off Lobbin and into the alley there. So I know if your improvements to the alley you have coming up, maybe there's some considerations there that can be made. But anyway, appreciate your time and consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other oral written comments? Oral written comments.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to offer my services on our comprehensive master plan. Planning and zoning has voiced time constraints, and I feel I have the time and expertise to at least get a rough enough draft to then give to the experts in depth.
Not going to see these guys. Does anybody else? I don't have any concerns with the councilwoman.
No, I'm going to take that on.
You're in the charge. We do appreciate you.
Right.
Your time and your efforts.
I'm wondering if you can go back to this other issue on North Main and have our staff take another look at this. Focusing on some of the comments that most recent gentleman talked about on it's not a critical issue clear up to the alley, but it may be a critical issue right when you're entering that thing. And the other thing I really think has to be worked on is some decision on where that one-way is. I agree that it should be a one-way, as you move from the alley to Main Street, but I fail to see why somebody can't go over there and park without drive down the alley, including the garbage trucks for that matter. But we still want to make sure that whatever we've done up by the main street is,
You're talking North Side Street, not North Main, right?
That's right. So I just like to have the staff take a look at it again. From that standpoint, I think that he made some valid comments there about the people that are interested and suffering. I guess maybe have the biggest issue about lack of parking places when there's really not a visual impact that I can see, or maybe they can see either.
Okay, so
give us a report in 2 weeks.
With my mighty gavel, I will say building inspector, fire chief DM, and fire chief Bissett, and a representative of public works, can you guys meet and send back a recommendation to the council?
Yes, sir.
By the next meeting.
Good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. There's a little magic dust in that one. Anything else on that? Announcements. YDOT STIP presentation July 13th at 5:30 p.m. at the library. Those are always fun and exciting.
Do I need a motion to be able to work on?
No. All right. That would give you some authority.
Well, she's got authority.
And
and we love every minute. City County meeting July 18th at 7 a.m. City Council meeting July 18th at 5 p.m. Planning and Zoning Board meeting July 25th at 1 p.m. Can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
So
I will second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Both please, right?
Yep.
Okay.
We're both among the. There's two of them. There's the final year and then the new fiscal years. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? With that being said, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?